This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It is Super Tuesday. 14 states and one territory head to the polls today, either to vote in presidential primaries or participate in a caucus. That is 1,357 delegates at stake on this day. On the Democratic side, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Joe Biden, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, and Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard are all still in the race for the Democratic nomination. But polling indicates that the tightest race in Massachusetts will be between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Gavin says turnout is as strong as he had hoped for so far. He's still predicting that 1.5 million voters will turn out, which would be about 300,000 more than 4 years ago. Here's just some of what WBUR has been hearing from voters today.
Yeah, it was a tough choice for me between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. I ended up going for Bernie just because I think he has stronger stances.
I've been supporting Elizabeth Warren for like many, many months, so it's kind of like not much of a choice for me today.
Voted for Bernie. He says it like it is. Maybe like a few things I don't agree with, but he says it like it is, and he's more down-to-earth with the voters.
I'm going for Biden. I think he has the best chance of defeating Trump.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is the only Republican mounting a challenge to President Trump. I want to turn now to WBUR's Simone Rios, who's also been out at polling locations today. He joins us from our Dorchester Bureau at the Dorchester Reporter. Hey there, Simone.
Hey, Tiziana.
So you went out to the polling place today at Harbor Point Apartments on Mount Vernon Street in Dorchester. And Simone, you found voters concerned about access to the polls. Can you tell us about what happened and what you found?
Yeah, it was really astounding. I mean, a number of issues. I count five total problems that I heard about. It really raised by the poll workers who were irate at a number of things that were happening early in the morning. The tabulation machine went down. The Elections Commission had to come in and fix it. There was a problem with the phone lines later in the day. There was apparently construction happening outside the poll, and caution tape had been put up across the steps, all these things. And then to top it all off, the company – so let me just set the scene. Harbor Point is an affordable housing development owned by a private company, Corker & Jennison, and somebody made the decision to ask for IDs of people going in to vote. So I actually had a hard time getting in myself as a reporter, and I had to explain that it's the law that this is – it might be private property, but this is a public polling location, and we have access as journalists. So I had to go back and forth with them. I finally got in, and it turns out that they were – asking all the voters for their ID. What's unclear is whether anybody, you know, didn't go in and vote as a result of this, which I think would be a critical issue. The Elections Commission, the Boston Elections Commission, got involved and apparently spoke to management, who reversed course and stopped asking for ID of voters. And then we heard from the Secretary of State's office, who said it's illegal to impede people's access to polling locations. Another person I spoke to about this was Patty Comfort. She's the executive director of the League of Women Voters of Massachusetts.
I can imagine some people showing up because they vote all the time, you know, without their wallet or that kind of thing, and then they can't get into the building. So that's a problem.
Simone, that does
yeah,
sound...
And,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say that this is one thing I didn't talk about. There is a 7-story building across the street from this polling location within the same Harbor Point development. The elevator has been broken apparently for 4 days. And so there's something like 69 residents there, according to one of the poll workers, who said that many of them, you know, they couldn't come down and vote because the elevator was broken. I talked to one gentleman who had come down with two security guards on a cane, walked down six flights of stairs to vote, and the poll officials told me that he was the only one from that building.
Wow. It sounds like that was a challenge for a lot of voters in that area. Simone, I've got about 30 seconds left with you. What issues did you hear from voters today were most important out there?
You know, at this place in Dorchester, certainly just the act of access. Voting itself,
yeah.
Was
good point.
Was a pretty key issue. But I think it's oftentimes the things we hear about are housing, healthcare. Did I say housing? Seems to be on everybody's minds out here. The common things that you would think about. But the gentleman I told you about who had to go down six flights didn't share who he voted with me.
So that is WBUR reporter Simone Rios with some interesting stories from Dorchester today. Simone, thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we're going to check in with some other reporters throughout this hour from around Massachusetts. And we want to start out west. Jill Kaufman is a reporter with New England Public Radio. She joins us from Amherst, and she's been out to Sunderland, Shutesbury, and New Salem in Massachusetts today. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
So I know you traveled around several rural towns in your part of the state. Can you kind of characterize where you were today and what the mood was out there, Jill?
Sure. It's so different out here listening to Simone's description of what's been happening in some places in Boston. It is a gorgeous spring-like day here. I think mud season began today. I landed in something earlier. 60 degrees, easy access, and a constant flow of people coming and going in these very small towns. Two of the towns that I was in earlier today are under 2,000 people each, and a mixed age, you know, elders, 40-somethings. I met some 20-somethings as well. We are in the Connecticut River Valley. We went, one of the towns I went to this morning was the town of Sunderland, and that's not far from UMass Amherst, where I'm sitting now. So, again, a constant flow at 8 a.m. at the library where the voting takes place, and among the crowd was Craig Tiedemann, who, funny enough, had just moved to Sunderland last summer with his family from Boston.
Small world.
Votes in every, in Brighton, and he said the parking out here is really easy. I didn't tell him about the tractors one can get stuck behind, but he votes in every election, he says, and it's really, you know, important to do that, but especially so this year, he said, and that has to do with getting a Democrat in the White House for him, and in less genteel terms, he said, you know, the reason he came out was to beat Donald Trump, and he voted for Joe Biden.
He's not a perfect candidate, in my opinion, by any stretch, but to me, the most important thing is the ability to beat Trump, and I don't know that he has that, but in my judgment, I think he has the best chance, given the experience.
So that's a Biden supporter, Jill. I think we're all trying to get a handle on where this vote's going to go. Was there a lot of support for one candidate out there today, or was the vote pretty split?
Well, my, you know, exit polling is completely inaccurate, unofficial.
Unscientific, right?
Unscientific, at least. There are a lot of, apparently, you know, by signage, there's a lot of Sanders supporters here in what we call Hampshire County. A lot of signage, you know, and this is also Elizabeth Warren's territory, right? Bernie Sanders was in Boston Friday. I'm sorry, he was in Springfield Friday night, a block away from where Elizabeth Warren has her office in this area on Main Street in Springfield. It's unclear what will happen, of course, as you well know. I did meet one wonderful couple, 42 years of marriage. They met in Europe during the war. She's German. He's American. She's American now, she told me. They live in the town of New Salem, which if you jumped in your car from there to Cambridge, to Alewife, it's about an hour on Route 2. They've been married a long time. They don't always vote the same, but this time they did.
I voted for Bloomberg. I think he talks right. He don't, you know, he don't spread all the hate around. You know, we don't need more hate. We need more get together.
It's great to have.
Again, I'm sorry. That's Joanna Riddell. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you who she was. Excuse me.
That's okay. We're glad to have heard from her, and it's good to sort of get a sense for where the vote is going out in that part of the state. That's Jill Kaufman, a reporter with New England Public Radio, joining us from Amherst. Thanks for taking the time, Jill.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and it is still Super Tuesday, that day where Massachusetts is one of 14 states and one territory participating in the Democratic primary. Here is some of what WBUR has been hearing from voters today.
I voted for Biden. I myself am a Republican, but I did do the Democrat ballot. He is more right-wing than most people.
As I saw her plans and I saw her on the campaign trail, I became full in for Warren.
I was going to vote for Warren, but unfortunately it sounds like she's losing speed, so I decided to try my best. I'm not really psyched about Biden, so I gave my vote to Bernie, and hopefully that will be enough.
Trump. I think he made the country better. So, and I'm a veteran, and he's good to the veterans.
I voted for Bernie Sanders. He represents what are closer to Democratic values than any of the other candidates.
I voted for William Weld. I whatever chance he has, I suppose.
We've been checking in with reporters around the state, and joining us now from Springfield is New England Public Radio's Berkshire reporter, Nancy Cohen. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
So, Nancy, you visited a senior center in West Springfield, Morgan Elementary in Holyoke, and St. Paul's Church Parish in Holyoke. Tell us about what the mood's been like.
Well, I sensed a real feeling of enthusiasm, a feeling of possibility. A lot of voters expressed that there was a candidate who they felt could help make their communities better, their lives better, even the country better. You know, a lot of people talked about the need for change, the need for what they called good government, better government. I spoke to a wide variety of people, an 89-year-old nun, a 32-year-old woman who identified herself as a Latina, two brothers in their 20s, a lot of people coming out to vote, and a 59-year-old man named Kayem. He's a barber. He lives in Holyoke. He did vote at the church, and for him, the big issues were both economic and equity.
Raising minimum wage, raising the wages so that men and women are equally paid the same, and also addressing the historical toxic residues of racism. Because in order to move the country forward, we got to realize we're all Americans, period, in the story.
And Nancy, just briefly, what's turnout been like out there?
It's been 10 to 12% in Holyoke and West Springfield this afternoon. Kind of average.
And any surprises or anything you haven't expected to see that you did?
You know, I was just really touched about the way people talked about the need for people from different backgrounds to come together. And it was expressed kind of across the board by a number of people. Including one voter. I don't know if we have time for this tape.
Yeah, go ahead.
Drake Descant. Drake is a 40-year-old man. He owns a music school in Holyoke. He came to vote with his 12-year-old son, Billy, and his car was covered with Bernie Sanders stickers.
Bernie Sanders all the way. You know, so many people in this country don't have health care or have health care that's just gouging their pockets. If Medicare for All is a thing that happens, the country in general is just going to become healthier.
New England Public Radio's Berkshire reporter Nancy Cohen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And finally on this Super Tuesday, we want to take a moment to highlight the people who will make today work around Massachusetts, and that's the poll workers and volunteers. Dennis DeMello is a volunteer at the Veronica Smith Senior Center, a polling station in Brighton, and he has been passionate about helping out on Election Day for the last 11 years.
I love it. It gets me out, and I just turned 80 last November. And I think this is what keeps me going.
Dennis sees voting as a great unifier and loves seeing people get out and actively engaging with each other in our democracy.
I think the main thing was that we all become one because we're all human. As I would say in my days, you and me put our pants on one leg at a time, no different. That's it.
Dennis, thank you. And thanks to all of you at polling places today, making sure that this special democratic endeavor of ours goes smoothly.